autism spectrum disorder, celiac disease, depression, colitis, obsessive compulsive disorder, learning disabilities, and more. Bade and welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM.
Hi there, Lisa. It's good to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm so glad to have you. You know, in your book, The Gaps Guide, you tell your story, quote, "I was an intensely shy child, really a walking anxiety attack. It showed in my fingernails bitten to the quick from early on, a habit that would defy all remedies. Stomach aches, too, were almost constant." Baden, can you tell us more about that time growing up for you?
As I said in the book, I was an intensely shy child, and that's really all that was recognized. I was just recognized as a very sensitive, shy, withdrawn sort of child. But there was so much more than that going on. It just wasn't, it wasn't diagnosed, there wasn't language given to it. What was actually taking place, I eventually learned, was called hallucinations, it was called delusions, it was called severe anxiety, depression, nightmares, constantly, every single night it was severe nightmares.
Oh my gosh.
I was scared during the day, I was scared at night.
Oh my gosh, that must have been so difficult. How did your parents handle the situation?
My parents had millions of children. There were six of us.
Oh my gosh.
We're having pretty severe issues. My oldest sister was relatively violent. She was biting other children at school, beating up on her classmates. My oldest brother had ulcers by the time he was 12 years old and severe insomnia. My next brother down from there was having all sorts of stomach aches, allergies. We were just a very typical GAPS family. And then my turn was next. I was fourth out of six. I had my issues, some of which I've mentioned.
Yeah.
My younger sister had severe OCD, depression, anxiety. And my younger brother, the only issues that he really showed was the severe shyness and anxiety. So he came out sort of with a best case scenario out of any of us, and still his issues were pretty significant too.
Wow. Now, what
my
kind of
I think we're just really overwhelmed.
I was about to say, I mean, I have one child with some issues and I'm overwhelmed.
Exactly.
I can't even imagine.
My parents, I mean, they would have they looked at me, and I would come home from high school reporting hallucinations. I wasn't using that word. I didn't know the word.
Mm-hmm.
But I would come home and say, on my way into school today, a barbershop quartet was singing to me in four-part harmony. And I knew that that wasn't real, because I would look around me and see that nobody else was looking at this barbershop quartet. Nobody else was responding. Nobody else was stopping and listening to them sing. That was just me. But I didn't know that it was called, I knew it wasn't real, but I didn't know it was called hallucination. So I would go home and report that to my family as this funny oddity that took place today again. And my family would just say, "Oh yeah, that's you. That's what happens for you." So there wasn't any, sense of we need to go get medical help or. And I don't know that that would have been the best route anyway, from what I know now.
Wow, that is incredible. So tell us, what is GAPS and how did you discover it?
GAPS stands for Gut and Psychology Syndrome. And also used now is the term Gut and Physiology Syndrome. That's being used more and more in this work, in this field. But it simply recognizes that all of these so-called psychological symptoms start in the gut. So what we look at now is healing the gut to heal the mind, heal the behaviors, heal things like depression and so on that are often attributed to psychological stresses, to learned behaviors, and they're quite frankly just not. I was talking with somebody yesterday about low self-worth and low self-esteem, and I had done so much work through my 20s, mostly through my 20s, around low self-worth, low self-esteem, assuming, believing, buying into that idea that these are issues of psychology. These come out of the environment we grew up in. These are results of the parenting we received. And I did have some gains through those therapies. I believe in those therapies. I'm very supportive of those therapies. I absolutely believe people should access those if they need them. And I found that within 2 months of starting GAPS, I had no more self-worth issues, no more low self-esteem. It was done. It was over. I felt good about myself.
That's incredible. Now, what exactly is involved in the program? I understand that there are three parts to it, if you can tell us about that.
Okay, the three parts, because my first thought when you say, tell us what's involved in the program, I think, a huge learning curve. So, the beginning gaps is very overwhelming for people, and that's why I did the book Gaps Guide. It's intended to be a step-by-step guide walking people through the program. But when I started, nothing like that. So wading through the information and find basically what it boils down to is these three parts. You have your diet, your supplementation, and your detox.
Mm-hmm.
The supplementation in GAPS is very minimal. It's intended to be super minimal. We're going to aim to get most of our nutrients from food as much as possible. And even the supplements we do take tend to be whole food supplements like cod liver oil.
Okay.
The diet, we're starting with a really base, sort of basically an allergen elimination diet. Starting with meat. We're starting with broth, meat broth, and a few vegetables. And we're going to give the body a rest, let it heal, let that process begin, and then we're going to start adding foods in, which is really very terrifying for a lot of people who've experienced allergies and allergic reactions or food sensitivities for many, many years. Terrifying for them to add the foods in. But we have to do that because the whole goal is to give the body a rest, start that healing process, kickstart the healing process, and then start building the body. And it needs the full range of foods to do that.
I see.
So the diet is mostly monosaccharides, which are, in plain language, just really simple to digest foods.
Okay.
And we stick with those for usually about 2 years.
Wow. Okay.
But it's a full range. It's, it's your nuts, your seeds, your meats, your dairy. For an elimination diet, it's quite exciting, it's quite full, it's quite wide.
Oh, that's good. That's really good. Yeah, I call myself a whole foodarian. Like, I have a yam for breakfast.
Yes.
And,
right.
And then at lunch I'll have, a salad and an avocado, some tomatoes, and maybe some chicken or, free range. I don't really eat, I was looking at the book and I'm thinking, I'm kind of doing it, really. I don't really eat any of the allergens because I tend to have food sensitivities. And with my daughter, she eats the same nuts and she practically lives on blueberries. So, I mean, she's doing well. I mean, with her, she's kind of, I don't know if it's a food issue or not, but again, we don't eat a lot of the things most people eat, so it's hard to tell.
Right, and what often happens with food sensitivities is people will naturally start narrowing their diet further and further and further over the years.
Yeah.
So they're down to a very small range of foods. This is what I can tolerate.
Yeah, that's happened to my mother.
Mm-hmm. Hope to goodness that no more intolerances develop.
Yes.
And what GAPS does is sort of almost a reverse. It's looking at, instead of saying, my body cannot tolerate and I will eat fewer and fewer and fewer foods over my lifetime, and I will stick with that diet, my narrower and narrower diet over my lifetime, it says, you know what, I'm going to heal the body, I'm going to give the gut a chance to heal, and then my diet is actually going to increase in range over time. So again, even the GAPS program is a temporary transitional program, and people are even going to move to foods even beyond that wide range of food that GAPS offers.
I wish my mom had, she passed away unfortunately at 14 years ago from ovarian cancer, but she had so many food sensitivities. She literally was eating like chicken, brown rice, and broccoli. Like that was it. And maybe some millet or something. It was ridiculous, and she was so skinny and sick. And what's that?
I've met a number of people in exactly that.
Oh, I really wish she had known about this.
Yeah, well, and this is it. Right now, I feel like we're pretty cutting edge in one sense. In another sense, I mean, the GAPS program, the diet part of GAPS, is based on what's called the specific carbohydrate diet, which must not be confused with a low carbohydrate diet.
Okay.
It's specific carbohydrate. We do eat carbohydrates.
Okay.
We can eat plenty of carbohydrates. GAPS can even be relatively high carbohydrates, but it's the type of carbohydrates that we're after and that we're eliminating and that we're including.
I see.
when the specific carbohydrate diet was started, doctors came across it, sort of discovered it and developed it, that would have been the 30s or the 40s.
Mm.
So it's been around, and
yeah.
it's been having incredible effects for a long time. It's been proven for a long time. It's a well-established program. And then the GAPS part was developed more recently. It was taking that diet, tweaking it a little bit to address more of the so-called psychological issues, adding in the detox, which is their, we take baths, we live a very sort of ecological lifestyle. When I washed my hair last night, I used egg yolks. I'm
what?
Not even using shampoos.
Oh, neat. I didn't know about that.
Steering clear as much as possible of chemicals, because those are going to compromise the body.
Yes,
anything
definitely.
We take in through the skin, including the scalp, that's going to impact the gut. We're careful about, we're trying to reduce chlorine, for example. We're
mm-hmm.
going to drink water that's had chlorine removed from it. Preferably we're bathing in water that doesn't have chlorine, that's filtered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now how long, and I know it probably depends on the situation, like if somebody has obsessive compulsive disorder versus whether it's anxiety or depression or autism, I mean, there must be a range of how long it takes for people to actually feel themselves, getting better or improving over that.
It really varies, it does, like you say, it varies for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
When we say most people are going to be on the program for about 2 years, people are going to see results a lot sooner than that.
Okay.
A lot early. They're going to see results early in the program. But for one person on our support list, for example, she's there primarily to deal with depression, pretty serious depression. She's still dealing with some degree of the depression. Her episodes are less frequent, they're less intense, but she's still working through those.
I see.
So this is going to be one of the things that comes a little bit later in the program for her, but her thyroid medication has been reduced 3 times.
Oh, that's great.
So she's having healing in these areas. She's still, and well, she's having healing in all the areas, but some of the ones are showing impact, greater impact sooner. For me, I had pretty significant obsessive compulsive disorder.
Mm-hmm.
Before I would send an email, I would need to tap my sternum, just literally hundreds of times.
Wow.
I would have to tap, 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 and read the email and read my address out loud, over and over and over before I could send a single email. It was a problem because I worked online. I work almost entirely by email.
Wow.
This was taking hours of my day,
oh my
adding
goodness.
Hours to my work day. And that was resolved 6 weeks in. 6 weeks in, I suddenly noticed I wasn't doing that anymore.
The wow.
The depression for me lifted within the first few months. So it's different for everybody. One person is going to have their insomnia disappear within 2 nights.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else may still be dealing with insomnia 3 months in to some degree, but their eczema cleared up on day one.
Oh, okay. I see.
So the healing, the body is going to decide what the healing timing is, what is most important for it to heal first. The body is going to decide that. We don't get to.
Oh, okay. I see. Well, I wish we had more time. This was so interesting, and there's still so much more. I'm going to have you back on. I'd love to ask more questions. Can you give people a website to learn more?
Yes, I have a blog and website which will direct people to the book to update all the rest of it. That's gapsguide.com.
All right. Well, Baden, thank you so much, and I will look forward to talking with you again soon. If people want to contact me, they can go to itsyourhealthradio.org. Keep listening. In a few moments, we're going to be joined by Lois Barth, who's going to talk about relationships, and she is wonderful. So everyone have a great day. Keep being healthy. Thanks, Baden.
Thank you so much, Lisa.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.